This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Is there anything more exciting than tax reform in the state right now?
We could name a few other things, but Monday, Louisiana Revenue Secretary Kimberly Robinson gave the Baton Rouge Press Club a rather succinct overview of the tax reform proposals to be considered by the legislature this spring. Having served as the chair of the Tax Reform Task Force, Robinson says they kept four guiding principles in mind while devising the recommendations.
Any revenue system needs to be fair, simple, and it needs to be competitive with other states. And most importantly, in today's environment, it needs to be stable over the long run.
First thing is to scale back the sales taxes, which were increased this year.
We made the state very reliant on sales tax revenues. Sales tax revenues are projected to be 36% of our total spending, whereas individual income tax is predicted to be 25%. The task force is recommending those two major components be equalized. 33% from sales tax, 33% from individual income tax.
With personal income tax, they're recommending lowering the rates, but only if we do away with excess itemized deductions or remove the deductibility of federal income taxes altogether. However, last month, voters rejected a constitutional amendment that would have eliminated federal tax deductibility from state corporate tax returns. Robinson says the key will be educating voters about the changes, and so the Department of Revenue is launching a new online tool.
Voters can plug their information in and see exactly what the impact of the proposed changes would be on their individual income tax.
It will be available right after the first of the year. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.